Tyson Soloski, the head coach with the Olds Grizzlies.
Tyson, we're going to wrap up a six-game homestand here. Just your overall take on the way the team has performed during this stretch at the Sportsplex.
Yeah, I think we've played really well. I think we've found our stride and are starting to play consistent hockey, and we're starting to get some results. We got 3 out of our last 4 points, and I think we're playing the right way to be successful, and hopefully we can continue that tonight.
Yeah, and the numbers for, you know, some of the special teams are starting to turn around. The power play after the first dozen games wasn't where you guys wanted it, but you've been up around 27%, I think, the last 6 or 7 games here. So what are some of the things that you've seen from that unit that have helped make it successful in scoring goals in, I think, 6 of the last 7?
Yeah, I think it's been a huge emphasis from like a practice perspective, is just like how we can improve our power play. And I think like the biggest thing for us is just the puck movement piece. Is like, I think when we struggle on the power play, we get stagnant with our feet, and we get stagnant with our puck movement, and it's just predictable and it's too easy to defend. And I think we've really focused on just like moving the puck quick and making reads on puck movement, and it's allowed us to find some success, and hopefully we can keep that rolling because it's a huge piece of our game right now.
You bet. And a component of that is Sam Giangmillano, and obviously he's got you on the board with the opening goal, you know, in the first minute and in the first 3 minutes of the game's last weekend there. So just how integral a piece of your offense is he right now? And as player of the week, how neat is that to get that honor for him?
Yeah, I think it's well-deserved. He had a great week last week, and I think, to be honest, he's been playing really well all season and finally just getting some puck luck and putting the puck in the back of the net. But, yeah, I think he's been our offensive driver. He drives that line, and I think it's a very good line with Richie and Hoy there. And I think the three of them just do a tremendous job of supporting each other, moving the puck, and being able to attack in different ways. And right now they're rolling really well, so hopefully they can keep it going. And we definitely expect them to.
You bet. And you fit Ryder Rydell in there on the power play unit, and you know, he helped to the contributions that Sam had last weekend and that unit as well. And, you know, has only played 4 games for you, but has a point in each game. I'm not sure if you're expecting points from him in every game, but he does seem to be a bit of an agent of chaos out there and can, you know, really use his frame to bounce around out there. So, you know, what have you seen from Ryder so far, and what do you think his ceiling can be?
Yeah, Ryder's a tremendous player. Like, he has a compete level that's second to none, and he just has a motor that just always has him engaged and around the puck. And he has a skill set that allows him to make plays when he does have the puck. And when you combine that with like the motor and the compete level, it seems the puck's always on his stick and he's able to make plays. He does a tremendous job of just being a gritty player, goes to the hard areas, wins a lot of puck battles for his line mates and his teammates, and it's allowed him to have success. And I think he's a 200-foot player, which is something we really preach, and I think if he can keep doing that, he's going to find a lot of success in this league.
You bet. He was you know, one of a couple players to get his first AJHL goal during this homestand. Calder Hutt was another one. Calder seems to have, you know what his role is and been able to fit in with the energy line there. Is that what you expect from him, and, you know, what else have you seen from Calder?
Yeah, Calder's been tremendous the last 4 or 5 games since he's kind of got back in the lineup after his injury. And I think for him, it's just sticking to his identity as a player. And when he's hard to play against, when he's playing fast, when he's playing physical, when he's making simple reads with the puck and managing the puck properly, he can be a really effective forward. It's great to see him get his first goal because he definitely deserves it. But I think the bigger compliment for me is like he's a player we trust right now, and we can put him in almost any scenario, and we know that he's going to be able to get the job done more times than not. And I think if he keeps playing this way, he's going to be an impact player for us every game.
You bet. As part of Friday's win over the Canucks, Azee Jamal also got his first goal as a Grizzly and in the AJHL here. And it was your first goal from the defense corps since back, I believe it was in Grand Prairie, when Kai Martens scored there. So just first off, you know, how has Z's progress been so far this season? And, you know, how much more can we expect from your back end in terms of offensive production, do you think?
Yeah, like Z's been great recently. I think he had a little bit of a slow start just adjusting to the league as a younger guy, but I think he's just he's understood how the game at this level works and how you have to defend and how you can jump up into the rush and how you can create offense as a D-man, and it's a lot different than U18, and he's done a tremendous job of identifying that, and he's played really well for us, so it's great to see him score. And I think for us on the defensive side, like, we want our guys to jump up in the rush and contribute, but a big thing is just like the timing of it and how to do it and when to do it. And I think we're younger on the back end, and it just takes some time for them to adjust and how to play at the junior level from an offensive perspective. And I would expect us to continue to get some results from our back end, just because you've seen some very good plays as of late offensively, and I think we'll be able to put a few more pucks in from our back end.
You bet. Corbin Sanderman is obviously a player that we've been tracking locally, being the 3-0's product there since his Alberta Cup opportunity, and then the chance to get Bantam drafted by the Everett Silvertips there. To have him in Olds this season, I think, is a treat for our local community here, and to see him get a 38-save performance against the defending national Junior A champs. Just how special was that to see for Corbin last weekend?
Yeah, Corbin's great. He's such a good teammate. He works so hard on and off the ice, and he really wants to find individual success, and he's played really well for us, and we've kind of let him down in a couple of games where we have a bad 5 minutes or we give up too many scoring chances from the slot, and he just hasn't been able to find a win. And it was nice that we were able to put a really good team effort in front of him, and he backed it up by playing really well that game. So it was great to see him get his first win, and I think that with some of that confidence and the ability for him to keep playing this well, he's going to give us a chance to win every time he's in the net. And that's what we expect from him. And he's going tonight, so we expect him to give us a really good chance to win.
You bet. Drumheller will be the first look at them in the regular season, which is always a little odd when it takes this long to play a South Division foe. But in the past with Kevin Hasselberg there, they've done a great job of having their defense get shots through to the net. So how can you guys help out Corbin and, you know, make sure that those second chance opportunities aren't there when they do that tonight?
Yeah, they're a really good team. I think they're very well coached, and they play the right way. And I think they do a lot of things really well. For us, it's just, it always comes back to like how we can defend, and something we probably need to be better at is our net front defense. And it's probably going to be on full display tonight, is how we defend by boxing out, how we clear lanes for our goalies to see pucks. And then ultimately it's how we can get in those shooting lanes and force block shots and force shots to be missed, or force guys to hold on to pucks too long. And it's just a full team effort to commit to team defense. And I think if we can do that, we're going to have a chance to win. And that's what you want every single night.
Excellent. Well, keep it going, Tyson. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it.